Okay, we're ready for the shack meeting, September the 12th, 2023.
Okay, first up on the agenda, elect chairperson and secretary. Does everybody just want to keep the same?
I think that's a great idea.
Okay. In the end, I should have introduce our new members, which is Miss Lowry, our elementary principal. Set goals for the year. So, let's see. I mean, do any of y'all want to add a goal this year or anything? Or let me just talk about what may be our goals. Anything? Okay. So, last year, it was during Thanksgiving week because we did the Thanksgiving baskets. And I swear we were asking them for like four different things that same week. So, me and Chandra was talking about what if we focus on toys for tots this year instead of doing Thanksgiving baskets.
I think that would be good.
That's great.
They were really short last year too.
Yeah, they hardly had anything because it was just like we were asking for this.
Yeah.
And then it was hard to find people for Thanksgiving baskets because like
so many people are doing that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's hard to get the parents to come pick them up in a time slot, and then if they couldn't come get it, then we had to figure out how to get it to them.
It was.
Yeah, Toys for Tots is good.
And the kids like doing that. Yeah. The kids like
they get
bringing
excited
to because they get to go pick
toy
it out and be a part of it.
Mm. And we were talking about maybe doing like we have plenty of popsicles left over. Like the class with the most
gets a popsicle party.
Like if we give them
the class with
the most
toys
for the most donations.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So like the class that brings the most, we've done it before, we could do an ice cream party, I go to the store and buy ice cream sandwiches, or we have popsicles left over if we want to use some of those, or just treat them because it gets to be a big competition. Mm-hmm. And we have a tree in the front office, and what we've done before is we kind of put them around the tree, and if it gets too much, which it usually does, we put them like we decide a different room, we can just keep storing them. We keep them around the tree, but we just take the extra and go put them in a room.
Well, and we always have the big tree.
Oh, that would be
Then
they could see them.
Oh.
Then they could see.
We could bring some down here.
Yeah.
That would be a good idea.
So do we let the teachers designate the families that need the toys? How do we go about
it? We donated to Toys for Tots.
So, like, if there is a family that, for instance, we had a family last year that the teacher said, hey, I know this family needs. She would tell one of us, and then we would get a hold of Jennifer Thornton, which is in town. She's the Toys for Tots, and we would just send her a message and go, hey, could you please add this family to your Toys for Tots list? Because we don't, you know, some teachers will tell us, and then most of the time she knows, or she'll just add them to the list.
And then I'm sure we'll still do the water day.
Yeah.
We'll help with that like we do in the spring. When is it? Like right before school?
Like
ends?
It's like the last.
Like after testing?
Yeah, after testing. Like the last 2 weeks of school.
So the like right before school ends, really, we have a water day for all the kids in the elementary. And we'll have like a concession stand. And usually the moms will work the concession stand and some high schoolers can help get on the water slides and stuff with the kids.
And you only have to go down once per class.
Okay, I'm getting it.
The water is very nasty.
I haven't heard from Miss Alvarenga lately. But I'm sure we'll still do the walk across Texas. It's always a good turnout.
And the Grow, Eat, Go, or whatever it's called?
Well, that was with Miss Alvarenga, so I don't know if we'll... I mean, I'm sure fifth grade will still have a garden.
Yeah.
Because Miss Parson does like to do that. But I don't know if she'll do it with the Ag Extension Agency or not. In the end... Was it TEA that said Shaq needs to come up with a sex ed curriculum sometime?
For elementary?
No, they have to do it sometime in high school now.
Oh. It's part of the health class.
They have it already in the health class.
So we may just need to review what's done in the health class.
Okay. We'll get, who's our health teacher this year?
Sanchez.
Sanchez is the health teacher? Okay. And he has all the, he would have all the curriculums and stuff? Okay. I'll get with him and see, and maybe we could just go over it and... Okay, well, that...
You'll remember, but a couple of years ago, I did the fitness night where we had one grade and their parents. I'm going to try to do that again.
Okay.
And that'll fall under our family community thing.
Okay, fitness night where the parents come.
The parents came and they did things with their. We did it for an hour and a half. It was fun. So.
Is it just one grade level?
I can't remember if we did one or two. I think we did two. And then my plan had been to do that year, that grade every year, or add another one. But
you did two.
We did two and three, maybe. Maybe it was two and three.
You did two grade levels.
And then, so start with one, and then was trying to add another one. But then,
we could try to do a health fair here at Open House. Okay. Like different health care vendors come.
Yeah.
Like different vendors come.
Yeah.
We've had that before when Nurse Jenny was here,
and
it was good in the beginning. Then we'd get to start early because those people get a book on and they're already get booked up.
Yeah, cause.
But then once it got down to like the week before, they were dropping like flies. So we gotta.
Our first one or two was really great.
It was.
And then,
last three or four we had hardly any.
It was hard because they started just dropping. But if we start early, like trying to get them now, I think you'll have a better.
Like, I know my company would come.
Getting them to come in.
Well, we were going to try to do career day.
Yeah.
So we might get
to do career day. Because we have a Title I career day. Yeah. I don't remember what date that was. Do you remember? We didn't put it down. That would go with career day.
In the spring.
I'll bring all tech.
Yeah. Set up several. Just go back and forth.
Okay. Mom. That's the marketing.
At one of our shack meetings, we'll need to go over our wellness policy. I really don't know of anything that we need to change, but we need to go through it. It's kind of lengthy to do that. I do think one thing we need to address in there are our exemption days of when
they can do extra.
We need to put right into our policy, like water day, that is an exemption day. We can sell whatever. We can have six of those. I don't know many schools that use all six, but we do need to think about that, and we just have to assess our policy.
You want to do that next meeting,
okay.
Or wait?
Then
longer?
It'd be over with.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So exemption days are just when they could eat stuff.
When we can sell.
Okay.
We've never actually written that into our policy, and I really think we probably need to.
Okay.
And
because we do it at UIL, is that
one of them? UIL when we have concessions, because we're going to have two of those.
Is that during the school day?
One of them is. Okay. It's going to be on the Thursday. We'll start at 2:00.
Okay. Yeah, we'll need to write that in there.
Would it count since it's not selling to all the students and it's only, because isn't it just
anything
UIL
you
students?
Sell?
At all.
Okay. Anything you sell. And if not, then it has to be Smart Snack compliance,
yeah.
Meet all the guidelines, and that's tough to do when you're...
Because our Friday that we're not in school, that wouldn't count for us because it's not a school day. It's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just that Thursday.
Yep.
That speaking, spelling.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. We'll do that next meeting. Anything else? Any other goal that we want to have this year?
Y'all want to add anything?
Okay. Okay. Are we doing Thanksgiving lunch again this year?
I know.
That's up to Miss Lowry.
What's that?
If we're doing Thanksgiving lunch this year with parents.
I think so. That's
something.
Okay. I mean, we discussed it already, so
okay.
I don't think
that's a great
thing.
It is. It's a good thing, but
I will say a lot of grandparents were very thankful for the way Grandparents' Day was this year. They really enjoyed it. They now my group is still saying, when can we go have lunch? I'm like, I don't know. Just don't ask me that question.
It's Thanksgiving.
That's Thanksgiving.
Well, when I saw that Groveton Elementary on Facebook and it said Grandparents Day, I'm like, oh my gosh, what are we doing? I mean, I almost panicked. But then I was so thankful when I saw what it was. It is. They love Thanksgiving. It's just a tough day, but we can. It did go much better with the tickets last year. That the tickets was that was a good thing.
Telling Miss Laura about and Miss Angie up front the other day is how we did it last year with the tickets I still have the letter that we used last year. We just kind of go over it and we give it to Debbie, let her get the date and the times all set up. Our lunch times do change. It's not too much.
Well, I think we started serving like at 10.
It was early. It was early, but they didn't change. It wasn't too bad.
We may have to really look at our schedule since we're doing boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, there's so many in here right now.
Okay.
Oh. The gym was a discussion last year, too. Did we want to use the gym?
We did discuss that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We didn't use it, but that is a big space that we could maybe utilize. It's not too far.
But we need to, probably have that letter so we could go ahead and get all the, the tickets and all that prepared, end of October, first of November.
Yeah, because you're not going to have Fridays.
You're not going to have Fridays, so but it's a week now. We have trick-or-treating coming up in October, too, so I got to...
You may want it for that maybe professional development day, that end of October. That would be a good day to kind of work on it where you don't have other things going on.
So do you have that letter, or do I need to get it to you?
I should have it.
Okay. Just figure out what day we're going to do it, and that way we could start slowly working on those tickets and... That way I
we usually do it at... Oh, that's not mine.
Here's.
I'm sorry.
I have here on the 16th. That would be the day before we get out on the... That would be the
17th.
So that would, is that the date you wanted to do it?
We usually do it on a Thursday. Of course, we were always in school on Friday.
Do you need to move it up to Wednesday? Do you need a day after?
I'm almost thinking yes.
Wednesday, 15th.
First of all, we get rid of our leftovers.
Yeah.
You have time to clean everything up good.
Right. It takes a little bit. If that's all right with everybody else on the school day.
15th is okay with you?
The 15th is probably good.
That'd be a good time for book fair.
Yeah, book fair is that week too, so they could actually go to book fair and spend money at that same time. So
this is October, so we go to school here. No school, that teacher work day is what I was thinking. That's a be a good day to be able to work on things. The only thing I know of that day we talked about so far is STAR training. The 27th of October, that professional development day. So that's the only thing I've talked to Miss Paige about going ahead. By then she'll have her training and she'd be able to work with teachers.
So if we could have it, probably the end of this week, that way we'd have a little bit of time. Plus, we have 5 days to work on it. That October, of course, be fine. I think that would work.
What is up to you?
I mean, the more prepared we are, the better it was last year. I think it took us to get ready to prepare for that last year. I think it took us several weeks, didn't it?
Yeah.
They send in their ticket. They send in their
ID
stuff, and Angie just prints up the tickets and then we
put them on grade level.
Put them in grade level and a little thing, and then we put them with how many they're going to buy four lunches. They got four lunch passes. And then they have, if they're going to take their kid home,
right,
they sign them out. But there's a ticket they give the teachers that says, I'm taking a little Johnny home.
Now, that was a cluster last year, so we may need to reiterate. Like, some kids had to go back to class, and they wouldn't let them leave.
Well, they had, if they had, that was Grandparents' Day, but if they had the pass last year.
No, it was Thanksgiving.
Was it Thanksgiving?
Because I was one of the parents that was like, no, I was in on the meeting. This is what we're doing.
It was supposed to, they were supposed to, there was a pass in there. They should have given the teachers.
Right.
And then taken them to the office.
And the teachers was making them take it to the office, and the office was making them turn around and go back to the teacher, and I was just like, That's not how this was supposed to work.
Yeah, they were supposed to just give it to the teacher so they know they're leaving.
Right.
And then come to the office and sign them out. Mm-hmm. So
what
you're
saying on that day,
the
high
school does not even
cafeteria? We didn't have last year. We asked them not to. Okay. They had to come in and get their food, but we asked them to go use the auditorium over there or outside. You just have to allow time for them, come junior high to come through the line, and then high school to come through the line.
And last year they had prepaid for all their meals, so the cafeteria didn't have to do.
They didn't have to handle money.
That saved us tons of time. Mm-hmm. Tons of time.
So they just prepaid, and when the office took care of it, gave them the tickets and brought the money down to Debbie.
And if they need to pay the day of, I think we had a table right here.
We had a table out here, didn't we? Mm-hmm.
We did.
If they needed to pay the day of.
They got their badges and whatever else they had to get.
Yeah, we had the same forms like we had at Grandparents' Day. They could just sign in there. There's a lot of people that can't walk all the way down that hallway. They would go here, sign in, and they'd get their badge and pay if they needed to, and then come in here, and then we'd just take it up to Angie.
Parents and kids, we feed about 800 or more that day. It's a big day.
All right.
A big day.
Anything else?
I think that's it. Is everybody okay with, y'all think 8 o'clock?
Are you done with announcements by then?
Yes,
they do them at 7:45 now. Since what great time do y'all think? I mean, y'all.
Because, I mean, they all drop off. So.
Yeah.
We'll just wait
15
an hour.
Yeah, that's fine.
The pre-K is usually still eating at that time.
If we meet in the boardroom, though, we've got room. I mean, we won't have anybody. We'll just meet in there in the office.
Okay.
Meeting room, whatever you call that thing.
We'll do the boardroom next time.
8 okay with you, Ms. Lyra? Is 8 okay with you?
So 8 a.m. boardroom, and then Tuesday's still.
Is Tuesday still okay with everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
And will we meet in October, or when will we meet again?
Do y'all want to meet
first part of November?
Before the Thanksgiving.
And the Toys for Tots?
It probably needs to be before, if we're going to work on those tickets, that before then, right?
The 24th, maybe?
Well, I still have the template for the tickets. I just changed the date.
Right.
When is...
Do you want to meet October 24th, or do you want to meet in November?
And as far as our assessment, during this busy time, we don't have to do it, just so we do it sometime this year.
Okay.
So, because it takes a while, because you have to go through, you have to read. So, you know, if we've got a lot going on right now.
Can we bump it to the 7th?
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah, that sounds good. November 7th.
November 7th.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Alrighty.